For the purpose, critique, review, positive vibes, education, no monetary value coming our way. Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and this is sort of our Thanksgiving Day podcast.
I like that. I like that. Like our drumstick, turkey.
Turkey stick, drumstick.
Little, what do they call those? Yams with some.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just mixing up our own buffet of the brain of what is known as the buffet of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Nerdlings Podcast. There I'm WC go. Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, Hollywood Mike, Virginia Vic, whatever you want to call me, podcast.
So as we are getting ready to head into Thanksgiving, gonna have a if you count the Friday that the day before Wednesday when you don't have 8 hours, and if you do count the eight hours of Monday night when you go to sleep, you're gonna have about 112 hours off if you want to. But the poor people who are doing retail, the Black Friday, the anything like that. The people, the doctors, the nurses who work in the emergency rooms. Be nice to those people.
Yes.
Be nice to those people. Be nice to them. Don't get in such a rush. Say hello to them. Smile, because they're only getting maybe probably one day off, and that's maybe 8 hours on Thursday.
And hopefully they get to spend it with some family and have a little turkey, little apple pie, or you know,
exactly,
pumpkin pie, little football, whatever you're into, and just some positive time. That's all.
So be nice to all those people. I got to thinking to myself, you know, because I'm taking the full time off. I'm not going to be answering the phone. I don't even want to deal with that kind of nonsense. It got into my head the Cheech and Chong song, "I'm Not Home Right Now."
Just play this. This
here,
is good.
Here it is. This is Cheech and Chong from 1985. It's from their album, "Get Out of My Room."
Hello, this is Cheech.
Hey, Cheech. Hey, man, it's me. Guess what, man? Hey, we got a job. Hey, listen to this, man. They want us to judge the Miss Nude Everything contest. And it's going to be held in the Bahamas, man. And they want us to pick the winner, man. What do you think of that, huh? Cheech?
I'm not home right now. So when you hear the tone, leave a message, dude. And as soon as I get home, I'll get back to you. I'm looking for a job, 'cause I got to pay my bills, and I'm not home right now.
I'm not home right now.
So leave a message when you hear that.
Hey man, hey, why don't you pick up your messages, man? Hey, listen to this. They phoned back. They want us to do a video, man. And they're gonna pay us extra for that too, man. And they said don't worry about costumes, 'cause we won't be wearing it.
IRS. I'm going looking for a job right after Family Feud. So leave your name and number and I'll get back to you, dude. But I'm not home right now. Checks in the mail too, huh? Hey, listen, I'll have your girl call my girl. We'll get together, we'll talk, have coffee, whatever. We gotta do it. I love you, don't change. It's a concept, we gotta go with it. Hey, sure, I love you, baby, you're beautiful, don't change. Hello?
Hey, Cheech, hey, it's me again, man.
Hey, is that you?
Oh, Cheech!
It's me!
Hey,
oh,
man!
Oh, wow, I just got home and checked the messages, man. Wow, what a kid! Where do we go? I'm all excited, hey, man, where are you?
I'm at the airport.
Hey, well, hold on, I'll be right there.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I'm real hairy there.
sir.
Hey, can we give you a ride, man? I can hardly walk.
Oh, hey, I'm real happy for you, man.
He's not home right now.
Okay, thoughts on Cheech and Chong? I'm not home right now.
Brings you back to the friggin' 1980s of just a... what do you call that? Just
the answering machine, yeah. the voicemail box, it all in there, and I just love it because not much has changed in that aspect. Because you know, we got a lot in my business. I get a lot of spam phone calls throughout the day, like two or three. It's irritating, but then at the same time, there's customers potential. But in this holiday season, you only got so many parking spots to put so many cars. If you don't get a parking spot planned, you can just go away.
Just like Monopoly, don't pass go unless you plan to go to jail.
Exactly.
Get out of jail free because we just want to escape a couple days mentally. That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's the way it is. And so, you know, hey, here's the podcast. You can leave a message. We'll get to it on Monday. Maybe not till next week.
We're not home right now.
I'm not home right now. So I got to give credit. All right, so that's Cheech and Chong on MCA Home Video. Support them. Go buy their stuff. Now, before that, we were reviewing and looking at a video about what's known as the history of animation. The short stack look at animation. It was from a guy who did, his name is Will Seymour Murphy, got to give credit. Something he did as a college project back in 2015. I picked that video to watch, which you can see, the link's down in the bottom of the description. Go push it and look at it and join our discussion. What did you think?
Just shows on how animation from that Steamboat Willie in the early ways, they had to go through like those cameras or used to put a penny in the 1800s.
And yes. They still have some of those. I don't know what you call them, velocoscopes or something, but they still have some of those at Disneyland that still work.
And it's just amazing on how it started out then, and then in the 1800s it started, and then 1900s, Steamboat Willie, and then Claymation, and then all kinds of video things. And really artistry, man, because you think some of these videos don't take forever. They take probably rule-staking months and years to get little things to move.
The solenoid, because going back, the video shows them animation starting back as early as 1832 in these like three different contraptions, a kaleidoscope, a rotoscope, and then something else. And if you saw the technology, some of that stuff was still used 100 years later involved in other kinds of animation.
I mean, when we saw that video for Conway Hest, Heartless, wow, that brings you into today. Like, nothing really changed. Nothing really changed. As much as we think it does, it really doesn't.
It really doesn't. I mean, the ideas or the aspects of the presentation of it might change. I mean, look at Pixar. All computer. Just brought in a whole new genre, a whole new way, computers, of doing animation.
So then you have animation, then you have claymation, then you have voice, the way they like echo and bring things up. And
Do you remember the animation from the 80s? A thing called Max Headroom from Britain?
Yes.
Max Headroom. Something, I mean, at first, Max Headroom would annoy the hell out of you. But then for some reason, after a while, it grew on you and you wanted to see it. It was so entertaining.
Remember they had the McDonald's commercial, the Big Mac, when he would sing?
Mac the Knife.
Yes.
That's
what I'm just saying. So much.
So much has changed. But I specifically really remember Max Headroom because at the time, the technology, they were going to try to bring it to a point where Max Headroom was actually going to be doing the evening news. He was going to be doing, like, hosting award shows. But there was something about a legal action that it stopped it. That technology was not allowed to be used, and Max Headroom's head was put on the chopping block. Pun intended.
The rich get richer, and the corporations with the licensing fees, and they own the world, so...
Now, do you remember the old Jason and the Argonauts? The claymation of the dinosaurs?
Long time ago.
The very first animation of the first King Kong movie.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, frame by frame, the way they have... You move it a little bit, take a picture. Move it a little bit, take a picture. The same kind of technology that they did for the King Kong... The same thing they do for Robot Chicken today. Animation, one bit by little bit. Take a picture, move it a little bit.
I'll tell you, and then you see like how far Disney came, and Walt Disney, how advanced he was mentally,
yes,
and his artistry, and how foresight and futuristic he saw. And now look at a whole, not just Disney World, Disneyland, an empire of movies, toys. It's just unbelievable how his envisionment just
rides that have feature animation.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, if you're a parent with a kid, you're probably suffering from Frozen 2 right now.
Do you remember Pirates of the Caribbean?
Caribbean.
I'll say Caribbean. But long story short, they had the ride down to Disney World, and you just couldn't go on that 2-3 times. It was just the pirates and the costumes. And, you know, you see the little pieces of gold in the water, you know, the fake.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay. The elevator in the Haunted House, Haunted Mansion, you get in, and then they got the stretching elevator. That's like living in, and you're immediately, it's not moving, but all of a sudden you're in a moving cartoon, because the way that picture would get bigger and bigger, and you'd see all the funniness that happens moving down. And then there's the animation of SpongeBob SquarePants. It used to be where they would actually do it's in one of the documentaries. They would all do it by hand, drawing it on the solenoids. They would send it all to South Korea, and then they would all have to color it all, get it animated, and then basically digitize it and send it back. They don't do that anymore. So the older SpongeBob SquarePants was still solenoid written on.
You have a little fame there. You discovered how the secret sauce patty mix was made. Or we think you did.
I came close to it.
Close.
But then remember Star Trek when it did an animated cartoon for 2 or 3 series?
I don't remember that.
It was in the mid-70s, I believe, and they actually came back because the Resurgent was on. They didn't want to do the show again, but they went ahead and they did the animated cartoon. They all came back and did the voices for the characters as well. So they continued to carry on Star Trek there. Now, our friend, we visited down in California. Shit, what was his name?
Michael Bradley?
Michael Bradley, thank you. Because he did that anime for Tiny Dancer, I can't remember the name of the series. But anyway, Filmation ripped him off. I believe it was Filmation.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Filmation. We'll put it in the description, but basically he got stuck into the deal. He was like the first animated voice of a cartoon for a cross-dressing animated cartoon character, something like that.
And it pretty much was happening overseas,
yes.
But he really didn't get anything out of it.
Yes, that's just it. He didn't get anything out of it. Now, remember when Tom Petty was in the music video for Running Down a Dream as a cartoon?
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's like, I remember turning on MTV and it's like, whoa, Tom Petty as a cartoon.
And then they had Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
The Flintstones. I mean, you know, just so much. I remember Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And they had the weird monsters and stuff. A lot of that's done by solenoid and stuff.
Yeah, now, growing up, in first grade, you're not going to know who Bing Crosby or Bob Hope. You know, not going to know who those people are. But they had those kind of spoof newsreels that Merry Melodies, Looney Tunes was making. And you would watch the cartoon before you went to school. This would be like 1975. And you are actually learning and knowing who Bing Crosby or Bob Hope was because of these cartoons, these fake newsreels, and this animation that went on.
The Rat Pack, all the good stuff.
Yes.
Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
Abbott and Costello.
And then remember Tom and Jerry cartoons?
Yes.
I remember it would always be like Sunday night, the next day before school, and me and my brothers would watch a half hour of Tom and Jerry that just happened to be on and loved it.
What I couldn't understand about Tom and Jerry was how did they move the mouse hole and just pull it away and then the mouse would run into a wall and it would go back. I mean, just crazy animation, but imagine all...
Now, I got a silly theory. Remember, last two podcasts ago, we were talking about Yellow Submarine.
Yep.
And in that documentary, they're talking about they bestowed like 6 different types of animation. There's the one part, if you remember, it's probably the most popular Ringo line. Where Ringo goes, he pulls the big circle and he goes, I got a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
Okay? I figured out what happened to that hole in Ringo's pocket. Okay?
I would just want to know what
okay,
you
so
figured this out.
Family Guy. The talking dog, Brian.
Okay.
If you look at his nose, it's a big black circle, and you cannot look at it without thinking about Ringo saying, "I got a hole in my pocket." That's what happened to the hole in Ringo's pocket. It became Brian the dog's nose on Family Guy.
Listen, in Thanksgiving week and taking time off, if that's what you want to believe, the hole in Ringo's pocket is the dog's nose, go ahead. Nobody's going to stop you. It's just like I still believe Frosty the Snowman is coming back from the back of the train, more claymation, when it comes snow again.
Actually, okay, Frosty was actually regular animation, but of the celluloid, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the stop motion.
The original Rudolph,
yeah, not that phony knockoff cartoon from the 70s.
Remember how Mr. Snow Miser?
Yes, Heat Miser. Rudolph's Shiny New Year. That was some great animation.
Yes, it was. Just like I used to love Davy and Goliath.
Yes. Wallace and Gromit. That's that claymation. And then you would also have, I mean, so the earliest animation I can think of is going back would be like the claymation for King Kong, and then you got Steamboat Willie.
I don't think Steamboat Willie gets, for cartoons, like they said in that video, it wasn't realistic movement, but it was entertaining and fun.
It was entertaining because that's the same kind of stuff. But something about, okay, so Steamboat Willie is actually public domain now. And I think what it means is, you can get a clean copy of it, and if you want to sell it for profit, you can. I think. I don't know for sure. But there's something about Mickey Mouse is kind of a ripoff. Walt Disney ripped off another person who was making a character, or a mouse, or like a rabbit character. Again, it's something that's buried in the documentaries. You can go, or there's a purpose of this talk, is to get you to go look and have a discussion with your friends.
There you go. Have a discussion after you have your turkey. Instead of getting into all the video games like Fortnite, whatever else out there now,
yeah,
do some research online. Shoot us a video or a comment or whatever at
something, shinysquirrelpodcast@gmail.com.
And then whoever does it, we will report a little bit as we go on every little podcast. So Joe Blow from Kokomo said, instead of going to this, and after I ate turkey, I went and investigated, and I used my books and then YouTube to actually look some of the stuff that you senior nerdlings turned around and looked up.
Now, I got to throw it. Remember Mickey Mouse when he was doing the Fantasia?
Oh, wow.
Wow. The dancing brooms carrying the buckets of water down, and then you had the ballet dancing hippopotamuses and alligators. Doesn't that leave you kind of like thinking about that?
It's kind of like the movie Aladdin and stuff from the past. You know, they're re-recting and stuff.
I'm so glad you said Aladdin. All right, so there was remember Popeye cartoon?
Yes.
There was a Popeye cartoon called like Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Oh, wow.
And I remember where he hasn't gotten into the cave yet where the treasure is. But I remember this weird, because he's sneaking in and walking.
This is Popeye now.
Popeye, yeah. Okay. And the weird background would move, because I think they used real images of life and then put it into the cartoon, which then takes it to remember Disney doing with the dancing, Mary Poppins with Dick Van Dyke dancing with the penguins, where they had the machine that ran the two together animation.
Just goes to show you that animation has come far, and who really knows if it will ever end, or they will come up with video slash whatever kind of crazy whatever scenario animation.
I got two more. If you remember the Hobbit one, Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. I remember watching Lord of the Rings in junior high school because they would have you read the book and then you would watch the movie. And then you would see that fight scene where all the soldiers are running, but you know it's a cartoon. And you're looking at it, and you're just kind of like, did I eat too much for lunch or something? But it's like, that looks like real people running.
Wow.
Later I found out when my brother told me, but that yes, because that's actually that one of that animation with in the documentary where the guy painted on the solenoids and the guy dancing around.
Yeah.
The colors, spots, and dots. They painted over the solenoid of real footage of people running, so that's how they achieved that animation effect.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing. And then I forgot what my last one was, so we're just going to end the podcast right there.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your turkey, and just have some extra, turkey
cranberry
with gravy, and just enjoy it.
Links in the description.
That was good.